gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us from Doggone Positive is...
Maria Ryan.
Here to answer your training questions and behavior questions at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Kayla Cavanaugh.
Thank you, Kayla. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There is no better way to bond with your cats, and I know that firsthand because I live with three. And Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a five-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats will fall in love with. You can find it at Vitacraft.us, you can find it at Walmart.com, or you can get it in pet stores. Also, SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator. It is guaranteed to take out any odors. 100% money-back guarantee on that, and you can only buy it at SCOE10X.com. S-C-O-E number 10X.com. Also, Good Pets Foods, natural supplements and treats for your dog. You can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. I hope you'll join me next year in Italy with Colette Tours. 1-800-581-8942 for information on the booking number 1-382-009. Also, if you're looking for a calendar, don't forget about Workman Publishing for 2026. This is Talkin' Pets.
People come into our lives for a reason, bringing something we must learn, and we are led to those who help us most grow if we let them, and we help them in return. Well, I don't know if I believe that's true, but I know I'm who I am today because I knew you. Like a comet pulled from orbit as it passes the sun, like a stream that meets a boulder halfway through the wood. Who can say if I've been changed for the better? I knew you. I have been changed for good.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. That is the new song from the movie Wicked, for good. Ariana Grande, Cynthia Erivo. It is a beautiful song. And I do have to say, if you're going to see the movie, it's extremely well worth it. If you saw the first half, it was good in my mind. And I never saw the Broadway show, and I thought it was good. I liked it a lot, the first one, the first half. Hmm. But the second half blew me away.
Really?
It was spectacular. Just so much going on, that just so much to interact with. The music, the singing, the dance, the drama, the twists and turns, which are many. You find out things that you never would have imagined, especially if you've never seen the play. And I won't give any of it away, because if you did not see the play, maybe one out of a million, then it'll be a big surprise for you when you see this second half of Wicked for Good. But I highly recommend it, and I gave it 4 paws out of 4. And you know, Maria, I don't know if you've seen the first half of Wicked.
No, I haven't seen anything, actually. Yeah,
the first half is really good, and I thought Ariana Grande's voice was good. She's got a spectacular voice. But in the movie, I didn't like it as much. But in the second half, it blew me away. She was just more the clarity of her voice. And her acting was just amazing in this second half compared to the first. She did great in the first one, but she was brilliant in the second. And Cynthia Erivo is just perfect throughout both parts. Great movie.
I'm gonna have to check it out.
It's going to make a ton of money. And they're doing a lot of marketing on it. So that is actually a great, great, great film. So I highly recommend it. You can read my review at talkingpets.com on my website. Just click on movie reviews, or you can read it on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. Check it out. I highly recommend that you do. So if you're going to the movies, though, this weekend, gang, your top 5 movies as of last week were... So if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, you may want to check out these top 5 as of last week. Now You See Me, Now You Don't, number 1 last week, $22 million in the first week. I did not get to screen that because I chose to go to The Running Man, and I screened that one. It made $17 million at number 2 in its opening week. Really good. And Glenn Powell, kudos to you. He's the new Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt out there. He's going to be starring in a lot of movies to come. And he carries The Running Man quite well. Predator, one of my favorites. Predator Badlands, $67 million in 2 weeks. It's amazing. I wasn't expecting much when I went to go see it, but I loved it. Regretting You, like a Hallmark movie, basically. $45 million in 4 weeks. And also Black Phone 2, $75 million in 5 weeks. So the horror movie still hung on to the top 5 as of last week. But I can guarantee you the top movie of next week will be Wicked for Good, I'm sure. And if it's not, I'd be shocked. But it's going to make a ton of money. It already has. But those are the movies. You can check out my reviews, like I said, at TalkingPets.com on all the films and all. So go to my website, TalkingPets.com, click on movie reviews, and you can read them there. But, Maria.
Yeah.
So I got to love Facebook.
Yeah.
In a way, I don't.
I know. It's a love-hate thing.
You know, it's weird because we're on Facebook with the show, so people can watch and listen there at Talking Pets Radio. And good old Facebook, you know, they send out, they always listen for music, and if there's certain songs, they cut me off, which they did. With Wicked, For Good, thank you very much. And
young brain cell, thank you.
Yeah, I know. So no, but they cut me off there on that, and the reason why they do that is because of music rights, because of course Facebook doesn't want to pay for them. But the thing is that I'm a critic, so I have the okay to play those songs from the movies. So I'm just pointing the finger at Facebook.
Just
so
saying,
anyway,
yeah. Saying what? Facebook, just saying.
Yeah. So they're good for what they do, but they make way too much money and they don't give back. I won't get political there. But anyway.
We'll be all right.
818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. We want to talk to you. And Thanksgiving, of course, is here, and you're going to be making a lot of food. So Maria and I are going to talk a little bit about that. But we do have a special friend joining us after the break. He's coming on with us. His name is David Fry. I think most animal people know who that is. Yep. He has been the voice of Westminster for, many, many years. And then he moved over to the National Dog Show, which is broadcast on Thanksgiving Day right after the Macy's Day Parade. So he's going to be joining us. He co-hosts that with John O'Hurley from Seinfeld. I don't believe John's going to be with him today, but we're going to have David on with us. So stay tuned for that. He's going to be joining us. But we want to talk to you, and if you've got a question or a comment for Mr. David Fry, we welcome them in. So he'll be on right after this break. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. And I want to give a shout-out to my good friend Ada Nieves. I miss you, Ada. I first knew of Ada on the David Letterman show is when I first saw her. So when she appeared on my show in New York City when I was covering Westminster, finally my brain cells kicked in. I was like, oh, you're the rat lady, the fashion lady. She does fashion for animals. Ada Nieves.
Love it.
We've got to take a break. We'll be right back. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
In the know, I'm Janet Simmons. BuzzRx medical advisor, Dr. Cedric Jamie Rutland, pulmonary, critical care, and internal medicine physician, shares how you can stay healthy and save money this allergy season.
Spring is notorious for high pollen levels, which can be especially difficult for people with seasonal allergies. Treatment often involves avoiding known allergens and using antihistamines, decongestants, or corticosteroid nasal sprays.
Asthma treatment focuses on controlling airway inflammation and preventing flare-ups.
Using inhaled corticosteroids or rescue inhalers may be a part of your asthma control routine. Check out BuzzRx, a simple solution for saving money on prescription medications. It's a free prescription discount card and app service that allows users to save up to 80% on their medications.
People with a monthly prescription refill can save an average of $1,100 annually. Download the BuzzRx app or visit BuzzRx.com to learn more.
The Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to KahanapaliResort.com. Experience Kahanapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets every night, golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Kaanapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com. The Kaanapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
Nobody handle life. like Negro, strutting around that ring, yo. They're all looking at me. We're doing it doggy style. In my youth, I was a troublemaker. You all know the drill. Just like the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, except no Uncle Phil. Mommy kept me out of jail the best way that she could. She led me to the dark show she made in my new hood. We started at the breeder and we bought a Skipper Key. And when I met the trainer, she was overcome with glee. They all looked on in splendor for the savior finally came. And Muhammad Ali repeated it, cheered and screamed my name. When I had my first show,
David Fry is the former host 27 years of Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show on USA Network, and now is the 24th year as expert analyst for the National Dog Show. David Fry, this year's dog show marks a significant milestone, his 51 major event dog show hosting role, solidifying his status as a beloved and iconic figure in the world of dogs. I want to welcome on to the program right now of Talking Pets, my dear friend, Mr. David Fry. Hey, David.
John, how are you? That's a new song for me to be introduced over, right?
I'm doing good. So
great.
I got to ask, first of all, I want to introduce you to Maria Ryan and Kayla here in the studio.
Hello.
Hey. Hi, Maria and Kayla. How are
Hello.
You?
Good. I think we've spoken
You're learning from the master
the
there.
Show.
Good. Glad to have you.
Yeah, for sure.
So I got there's so many questions I have for you. First of all, I've seen you on Facebook, David. You're all over the place. I can't even begin to name the things that you've been doing, but you've been at different, like, not only, you know, dealing with the National Dog Show that's going to play on Thanksgiving Day, but you've been doing a lot of things with soldiers and everything else, too, haven't you? And also with shelter dogs and so on and so forth. What has your path been lately in the last couple of weeks?
Well, my dogs lead me to a lot of great activities, a lot of great things. And right now, True Dad is carrying on the legacy that was left for her by Grace and Angel. And we visit the VA hospital in Seattle a couple of days a week. We are getting ready to start visiting the Ronald McDonald House here in Seattle, we hope. Those are all places we visited in New York, the VA and Ronald McDonald, along with a bunch of other places. I'm involved also now with the National Service Animals Monument organization, which is raising money to build a service animal monument in Washington, D.C. They've already been given property by the U.S. Congress, and it's just a question now of raising the money to develop the property and put the statues in. So I'm excited about that as well.
Congratulations on everything that you do. I mean, and, you know, I've been hosting Talking Pets now for 35 years. And for those 35 years, I've known David Fry, and everybody should, because he's been all over the dog world. And I got to say, David, you are one of the nicest guys and, you know, just one of the coolest guys I have met in this business of animals and also in broadcasting.
That's very nice of you to say, John. I feel the same way about you. I love what you do. I love that you're letting people know about what great things our animals do for us every single day.
Yeah, I mean, and you know the business. It's tough. I mean, keeping a show going and everything, there's a lot of work that goes into it. And when you do it every week like we do here, there's a lot of details behind the scenes. But you know, television, I think, makes it even worse because they see you the whole time. At least if I want to get somebody's attention, I can throw something at them here. And, you know, this way that we know because you listen to us. But when you're on TV like David Fry, you can't, like, hit John Hurley on the side of the head, can you?
A lot of hair and makeup and Photoshop, you know, that goes into our work. But you know, it is great fun. I'm under a lot of pressure. I got to stand next to John O'Hurley. I mean, he was once voted one of the sexiest men in the world by People Magazine. He won the Dancing with the Stars contest.
He was there actually the other night.
Yeah, he was. That's right.
I saw
him. He does a lot of things and is a great guy. He has a great charity for different things and. He's putting on his one-man show everywhere. It's fun to be with him for a lot of different reasons.
So the 24th Annual National Dog Show, it airs on NBC on Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, November 27th, at 12 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time, and it follows the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I know it's isn't this dog show like one of the biggest events in television? I mean, I've heard you guys have broken records.
We our very first time we did the show back in 2002, we were the highest rated show on NBC for the week. And it's only been up since, and that was, I think our audience was about 9 million. Well, that tails with what it's grown to. We get 25 million people or so every year in our total audience, and it's just, you know, it's probably at least five times what anybody else can do with any dog show on television. So we're proud of that. We're proud of the fact we've got a great time zone. A great time slot, and it's a great family entertainment on the right holiday, and I think everything has just fallen into place for us very nicely. The NBC people do a great job of promoting it. Our publicist, Steve Griffith, is the best I've ever known. And it's fun for all of us to be working as a team. Mary Carrillo and all the people that you see or just hear their names or see their work know that they are the best they are at what they do.
Well, you got to tell Mr. Steve Griffith there that I said hi. I send my hellos and happy Thanksgiving.
I'll do it. He helps us get to where we are. Well, I always say this about my publicist and about my researchers, Joanne Anderson and Tracy Monahan. I say a lot of the things that come out of my mouth are coming out of somebody else's brain, because they're helping me find things out and helping us find things to share about the dogs and about the event and about our venue being in Philadelphia that I might not otherwise know.
So where is the National Dog Show held? It's out of Philadelphia, correct?
It's in Oaks, Pennsylvania, which is a suburb of Philadelphia. It's near King of Prussia. It's at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center. And it's not too far. We are able to get there and have that be our headquarters for all the things we do from a PR standpoint and getting ready for the show. And it's beautiful out there, too. They take good care of us in the community in Valley Forge. They do things for us, events for us. The city of Philadelphia. Geez, I shared the dance the other day with George Washington. They had a great guy who was a George Washington impersonator, and he got up and gave the whole pitch about our dog show. And I said, geez, he's now the second most famous guy ever to do our dog show on TV behind John O'Hurley. So everybody knows us, loves us. We have the same team. John and I have been together all 24 years. Mary Carrillo has been there almost all of those 24 years. And Brittany Erton is now involved with us as well as a backstage reporter. So we hope that we can just keep going for another 24 years.
Well, I think it sounds like you're going to, based on the records, you know, that you guys are breaking and, you know, the viewing audience that tunes in. And so there's a lot more questions I have for you. So don't go away. You could stay with us for a little bit longer.
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
All right. We'll be right back. We'll be right back with David Fry. You're listening to Talkin' Pets. If you have a question or a comment for David, we welcome him in at 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. And by the way, don't forget, Thanksgiving Day, right after the Macy's Day Parade, is the National Dog Show. So what we're talking about, you're going to see it on TV. You want to tune in. We'll be right back with more of David Fry, one of the co-hosts with John O'Hurley, for the National Dog Show on Thanksgiving Day. This is Talkin' Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure, we can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today. And that's SCOE10X.com.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver? Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Page. Welcome to another edition of Talking Pets Rewind. From time to time, Hollywood's finest stop by Talking Pets to talk with us and you about our pets and animals. And with so many big stars coming on Talking Pets, John Patch is never starstruck. Okay, maybe never is too strong a word.
We want to welcome on the Talking Pets, Miss Betty White. Hey, Betty, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, John.
You know, it is always an honor. It's always a pleasure. I love you.
Oh, John, I don't have to believe that, but oh, it sounds good. Thank you.
It's the truth. I love you. I mean, I really, really do love you. Betty, I mean, it's just, I'm not saying this to say it. I mean, I don't say those things. You really are the nicest person in the world.
Uh-huh.
And you make my life complete by just being a friend of yours and knowing you. Will you marry me?
Of course. I don't mean to be hard to get. Of course. It all came as a delicious surprise. If we do get married, John, we have to move into the zoo.
I'm fine with that.
It'll be a simple ceremony, but an exotic one.
We'll have our guests will be an orangutan and an elephant.
And I have a few other friends that I'll surprise you with.
But, okay, now if we have to pick a certain species, Betty, at the LA Zoo, who do we move in with?
Well, Bruno and I have sort of a...
Are you cheating on me already?
Yes.
Betty, I can't believe
it. He's about a 400-pound orangutan, and he and I have a very special relationship.
Oh, no. There's another big celebrity marriage going down the tube? Even before it made the National Enquirer? Let's see how this one turns out.
Love and marriage. They go together like a horse and carrot.
Betty White. She's my new wife.
I should get a stunt check.
Ooh, stunt check. She does know John well. Maybe better luck next time.
That was Ms. Betty White. You know her, like I said, from the Golden Girls. Also from Morris Animal Foundation. If you'd like to help out Morris in behalf of Ms. Betty White, please check out their website at morrisanimalfoundation.org or give them a call at 1-800-243-2345.
Or you can find that info at talkinpets.com on the links page. TALKINPETS.com.
Well, that was kind of a thrill. That's never happened before.
We love you, Betty.
You can't have none. You can't have one without the other.
Until next time, for Talking Pets Rewind, I'm Bob Page.
No, sir.
And don't forget, you can listen to and watch, actually, Talking Pets right now on Facebook Live at Talking Pets Radio. Also on your smartphone at #250. On the website, talkinpets.com. And also on Alexa CRN4, which is our network. Tune in. And so check us out. But right now we're speaking with none other than Mr. David Fry.
Hey, John. Yeah, Ben White is a long time.
This is the moment you've waited for. Been searching in the dark, your sweat soaking through the floor. And buried in your bones, there's an ache that you can't ignore. Taking your breath, stealing your mind, and all that was real is left behind. Don't fight it, it's coming for you, running at you.
So this is the greatest show on earth, which is the National Dog Show, the 24th annual National Dog Show on Thanksgiving Day, November 27th. Don't forget, 12 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time. How can you forget? It's right after the Macy's Dog Parade. Or Macy's Dog Parade. Macy's Day Parade.
So they should have a Macy's Dog
So
Parade.
It's all these dogs in the middle.
All dogs. That's it. Forget
hey,
the floats.
You never know.
I mean, for real. Let's go.
So we got David Fry with us, the co-host with John O'Hurley. David.
Yes.
I rode a float
in the Macy's Parade one year with that great, the great Uno, the beagle that won Best in Show at Westminster.
You should be in that parade every year with the National Dog Show and all.
Well, I've said that a lot of times to my guys. They don't pay any attention to me sometimes when they should. I told them I wanted to take over when John Madden retired. I told him I wanted to take over the Madden Cruiser and drive John Hurley and me around the countryside on our way to the dog show and stop and talk to people along the way. That's still alive, but not much.
Well, it'd be good to see you in every parade.
Yeah, it'd be fun. Hey, you know, Betty White is a good friend of mine, too. We were on the Morris Animal Foundation board together for years, and she always writes me a nice note after the Westminster Dog Show, and we were waiting for her 100th birthday. My good friend Wayne Ferguson is a friend of hers as well, and we miss her.
Yeah, so much.
All you can say at this point. Yeah,
she is pure of heart and funny as hell.
You were lucky to have her in your life, John. We all were.
I praise it every day, and that woman was like, she was the best to me. And I knew her for 25 years, and for me, that's a lifetime, especially a little kid growing up in Scranton, Pennsylvania, watching her on a Carol Burnett show and stuff like that, and then all of a sudden one day being friends with her, and she was just, she loved everybody. She was just the perfect person, and what more people should be like in this world.
Every once in a while I got to take her somewhere in public, and she was just so nice to everybody. It's unbelievable.
100%.
Posted pictures, hang out with everybody. She was great.
So speaking of nice people, who's listening right now is Ada Nieves. She just sent a message over on our Facebook Live.
I know Ada. I love Ada.
Yeah, it is amazing. But she's got a question, and I thought, boy, this is the perfect time for David Fry. And the question was about French bulldogs. She wants to know a little bit about them. Can you give her a synopsis about the French bulldog?
Well, they're a fun little dog. You know, they have a bit of a curious demeanor about them. It's kind of funny. Their history is they once walked the streets with the fancy women in Paris to help them attract business. And they are a great little dog. They're friendly, happy. We had a French bulldog win our dog show 3 years ago, Winston. And boy, doing the media tour with him the day after was really great fun for all of us. And I understand the popularity of the breed.
I think it is one of the most popular, if not the popular dog out there right now in terms of ownership. It really came.
It is number one in AKC registrations here for the last 3 years, I think, now.
Yeah, at least.
It came into its own.
Weren't they one of the number one dogs
they
that were getting?
Popular, like, and understandably so. They're a great fun dog to be around.
I got to ask you, David, too, and Maria was just saying, aren't they one of the most fun dogs to be around? And they are playful.
No, I was saying
that's the great fun of all our dogs. They're all playful in their own way, and to be able to have them go with us and everything we do every day. I know somebody once said to me, you know, don't you wish your dogs could talk? And I said, no, I got too many secrets that my dog knows.
That is true.
Knows.
That is
but,
true.
And besides that, I know what they would say. They would say, me too. Because they always want to be with you. They always want to come wherever you're going. And they want to be part of the family. And I'm happy to do that. They don't need to talk to me for me to do that. So
we definitely
I'd like to keep my secrets.
We definitely can't keep the cat world out of there because they're the same way. I mean, my cats are like dogs. They follow me everywhere, even into the bathroom, which I hate. I'm like, and when they do that, I'm like, do I bother you during litter box time? No.
You'll never go to the bathroom alone again.
Oh, never. Never, never.
Or a dog. They're members of the family.
Tell everybody in America right now, David, how many dogs are in the National Dog Show this year? And also, I want to ask, there are 7 groups, if you can name those. And do you have a favorite?
There are 1,994 dogs entered in our show this year from 201 different breeds and varieties. The AKC recognizes 214 breeds and varieties, so we have all but 13, which is a high point for us last year and this year being over 200. It's tough to get every dog of every breed, but we've come pretty close a couple of times. And I think they like being on television. They like knowing that 25 million people are going to see their breed on TV, and that's great fun. So yeah, that's part of the deal. They compete at a dog show. We compete. It's a very subjective thing. The dogs compete at 3 different levels. We start the day with 2,000 dogs. They compete in their breed. There's 200, let's say there's 200 breeds, just make it easy to do the math, 2,000 dogs. So let's say we have 10 dogs in every breed. We don't. We have more in some. We have fewer in others.
Right.
They compete at the breed level first, and one judge selects, among other awards, the top award that they give is best of breed for the day, which means if I'm showing my Cavalier and she wins best of breed, she advances into the toy group. She's a toy dog. We have 7 different groups. So we have 200 breed winners divided by 7 groups. So say we have about 30 dogs in each breed, in each group. That's not exactly right for all of them, but close enough. And then in the group, we have one judge, again, a different judge, that comes in and picks the best in the group. And they are judging the Cavalier against the Minpin, against the Shih Tzu, and the Pom, and the Peak, and all those toy dogs, for example, in the toy group. 7 different groups: the sporting group, the hound group, the working group, the terrier group, the toy group, the non-sporting group, and the herding group. 7 groups. The group judges pick their 7 different winners, and those 7 dogs advance into the very end of the final competition, where one judge comes in and picks one of them as best in show. So it's like an advancing bracket in sports. Think March Madness, and it's very easily understood.
So do you have a favorite breed? I'm not saying that it won or anything like that, but what is your favorite breed?
My favorite breed is the one I've got right here sitting next to me. Little Trudette, my Cavalier, is my therapy dog. She's my service dog.
They're cute dogs.
She goes everywhere with me, and they are great, great little dogs, and they're fun for everybody. And I get checked into a hotel tonight, and the people in the hotel remembered True from my last visit. They didn't remember me, but they remembered True.
Of course. Animals are always the stars.
I say, here's one of her cards. They say, oh, we got them all over the wall back here, one of her cards. So yeah, they are the stars of the group. I would say it to people all the time. They say, oh, it's nice that you guys do this. I said, I don't do anything. I'm treats and transport. I get my dogs there, I give them treats, and they do their thing. I stay out of their way.
David Fry, it's always a pleasure. And, you know, I love you dearly. And say hello to Seattle for me. And say hello to everybody at the National Dog Show, of course. And everybody can tune in. So tell them real quick, where can they watch again? And how can they see you and John O'Hurley?
We're on at 12 o'clock in every time zone, immediately following the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. John and I are together for the 24th year on NBC, of course, presented by Purina, hosted by the Kennel Club of Philadelphia. And it's fun for all of us. The Kennel Club Philadelphia does a great job with the show. NBC does a great job presenting. Carson International produces the event, and it's a thing. We have 10,000 spectators at least walking around in there. It's a bench dog show, so in person they get to see all the competitors up close and personal, because the bench show, meaning they have to be in a certain area so I know that I can go find the beagles by walking down this road to the sign that says beagles. Then I get to hug the dogs, hug the competitors. You don't get to do that in any other sport. And you get to talk to the breeders and the owners and find out about the dogs and see if they're the right dog for you and your family and matching your lifestyle.
David Fry, love you, and happy Thanksgiving
John,
to you and the
too,
family.
Man. Thanks for having me on. I look
Anytime, you know that.
All right,
thanks,
pal.
David.
Good to talk to you. Thanks, John.
Have a good dinner.
All right. You too. Happy Thanksgiving.
From all of us here, happy Thanksgiving. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE 10X. The best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet. pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOEytonX.com. And since SCOEytonX can only be purchased at SCOEytonX.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOEytonX today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOEytonX, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Japan's Environment Ministry says 88 people were attacked by bears across the nation in October alone, with seven of the victims dying. That's the worst figure for any month in the past decade. The ministry also says that from April to the end of October, 12 people were killed and 184 were injured. Casualties were reported in 21 of the country's 47 prefectures. Akita topped the list at 56, followed by 34 in Iwate, 20 in Fukushima, 15 in Nagano, and 13 in Niigata. The ministry says that in fiscal 2023, when bear attacks were rampant, 73 people were attacked in October alone. The full year casualty figure was 219, including 6 fatalities. As for November of that year, 30 people were injured and no one was killed. But data compiled by NHK show that at least 27 people were attacked by bears so far this month, and one of them has died. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Kayla Cavanaugh.
I can't wait to hibernate. A few months of sleep makes a bear feel great. I can't wait to hibernate. I can't wait to hibernate. Soon after September, when the sky begins to snow and the nights are getting colder, I know it's time to go. I can't wait to hibernate. A few months of sleep makes a bear feel great. I can't wait to hibernate. I can't wait to hibernate.
Could you imagine if humans hibernated?
I would love it.
You think you could sleep for months, though?
Yes.
I mean, you'd have to, like, eat everything in the grocery store and make sure that you had enough food in your belly.
I'm not worried about food. I love to sleep.
Are you a sleeper, Maria?
I am. I could go either way, honestly. I'm definitely a night owl, but I was just telling Tammy, she was walking by, and I'm like, I am so tired. And I slept for, like, 12 hours last night, but I could so go for, like, more 12 hours sleeping.
Now, I think the older I get, the more I want to sleep. But I'm still like, I'm like my sister was and my mom was. I'm like you too, Maria. I'm like an insomniac. I fall asleep on the couch and then I drag my dead body into a bed at whatever hour in the morning. Yeah. But so bears, though, I mean, like we heard in Japan, people are getting killed in Japan quite a bit by bears. But the thing is that we keep encroaching onto their territories, and I can't say it enough, you know?
Yeah, that's the problem.
If we're going to live where they do, we're going to be their meal.
Indeed. The more people build out and take up their space, like we're, you know, humans are like very much greedy in so many different ways and so many different levels and
You think?
We don't think about the animals happening. Oh, my God. I can't even and don't even because it's out of control.
We can go down that road.
Too much. Way too much.
So I want to give away, actually, some Lick and Lap by Vitacraft cat treats. It's the creamy paste. So happy Thanksgiving to two of the callers that call in and speak with Sydney, our producer at CRN. And we'll just give them to you. You don't have to call. You have to call, but you don't have to come on air. And they're the Lick and Lap Creamy Packets by Vitacraft for your cats, because we've been talking dogs. So for you cat people out there like myself, if you haven't won them before, or at least in the last 90 days, give somebody else a try, because they're amazing. My cats love them. They hear me, like, ruffle the little box or the bag that they come in, and then right away, my cats go crazy. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember, and by the way, call 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401, and those lick and lap treats are yours. So two people that call in. And, you know, the lines ring, and Sydney will pick a line. So if she answers, then you're a winner. 818-818-6401. You know, dogs learn on repetition, but it's kind of like the same thing with cats, too. Because I remember when I was growing up in Pennsylvania, in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and I was a little tyke, that we had those, my cat just jumped up on my lap, Shadow, my black cat, always has to be the center of attention. But yeah. But my cat, we called her Spotty back then. I was probably like 8 years old. And every time we hit the can opener, the electric can opener, this cat would come running no matter where it was in the house. And we had a pretty big home. And she got so used to the sound that she knew that it was dinner time. Now, granted, if we opened up a can of peas or something like that, she was mistaken. But usually, like when that noise would go off, she would hear it. And animals are very much like that. I have a stray cat that I feed on my front porch, and I'd love to bring her in. And she almost came into the house last night, but I'd have to get her tested before she got, you know, around my cats, because you want to make sure the cat doesn't have FIV or something of that. But the thing is that she's coming around to being really friendly. But she knows if I go to the gym at night or if I'm out, as soon as my car pulls into the driveway, she runs wherever she is and sits on the edge of the driveway in a safe place at the end of my walkway to the front door and waits for me to get out of the car and follows me up to the front door because she knows I'm going to give her some food. It amazes me. They have you, pets have you, you're like targeted right from the beginning when you have a pet in your life. They know, you know, the repetition and everything. They just pick up on it pretty easy. And that's pretty much how dogs pick up, right?
I mean, yeah. I mean, we shape behavior by our actions. So it's like the cat hears your vehicle and knows that when you come back, when you're there, you know, he's going to get attention from you.
My cat wants to hit something for you. It's she's staring at the board.
Did she do it?
No, it was me. But she wanted. She kept looking at it, going, "Daddy, hit something! Hit something!"
I was like, "Something, Marie is stupid. Hit something."
So you know
what she's talking about, behavior and stuff. Don't listen to her.
you can't be like, I mean, pets make life so much better.
Oh,
It's just they bring joy to you. They put a smile on your face. And every once in a while, just like a little rambunctious kid, they might get on your nerves. But overall, they're great.
Pretty annoying, too, sometimes. So.
Well, we got to say goodbye for this hour of Talking Pets. I love you, Maria. We'll be right back. But, you know, if you're leaving us. But we love you all. Happy Thanksgiving from me, John Patch.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
Happy Thanksgiving. And don't forget, check out Maria Ryan's podcast, Doggone Positive.
Training. It's the Doggone Positive Way podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Sounds good. We say goodbye for this hour. Bye. And my cat Shadow says goodbye as well.
Views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.